Track 8, 11 Reasons to Love Thetford and the Brecks. This month we're exploring the fascinating historic town and the surrounding area.
1. Historic Figures. Thetford has been home to influential and inspirational men and women. During the Ice Age, the town was a major centre for the Iceni tribe, led by the iconic Queen Boudica, who rebelled against the Roman Empire. Evidence of the Iron Age settlement can be seen at Castle Park and Gallows Hill. Thetford Castle's motte and priory remains date from the medieval days of Roger Bigod, who settled here after coming to England with William the Conqueror. Thomas Paine, one of the founding fathers of the United States, was born in Thetford in 1737. He emigrated to America, where he wrote hugely influential pamphlets advocating revolution. He later travelled to France to become part of the French Revolution. A philosopher and writer, he argued for republicanism, democracy, progressive taxation, and a minimum wage, and against organised religion. And the last Maharaja of the Punjab, Duleep Singh, lived at nearby Elverdon Hall. He was just 5 years old when he inherited the throne of the Punjab Empire across modern-day Pakistan, India, and Tibet. Deposed by the British and separated from his mother, he was exiled to England, where he was befriended by Queen Victoria. He eventually bought the Elverdon Estate near Thetford and lived the life of an English aristocrat, but regretted his childhood conversion to Christianity and tried to reclaim his kingdom. His 8 children included suffragette Princess Sophia Duleep Singh. There are statues of Thomas Paine and Maharaja Duleep Singh in the town. 2. Thetford Forest. Just outside the town is the largest lowland forest in the country, planted in the 1920s for timber. Spanning more than 18,000 hectares, today this beautiful woodland is important for leisure and wildlife, as well as forestry. The long-distance footpaths Pedersway and Anglesway start or end here. There are challenging mountain bike routes and even husky dog racing. And if you go down to the woods in the summer, you might find some of the biggest names in music performing. Each year, Forest Live hosts a series of gigs at High Lodge. It would be hard to find a more picturesque spot for an outdoor concert. This year's performers are Rag & Bone Man, James and Shed 7, The Script and Tom Walker, and Gary Barlow and Beverly Knight, all performing in June. 3. Grimes Graves. This ancient site in the distinctive heath landscape of Breckland is one of Europe's most important prehistoric flint mining complexes, dating back to around 3000 BC, and gives a fascinating glimpse into early human history. Visitors can descend 9 meters below ground into Britain's only open Neolithic flint mine, where a multisensory digital projection gives an insight into the lives of miners. There is also a family-friendly trail through the lunar-like landscape, which is home to rare plants and wildlife. 4. Thetford Priory. Step back in time with a visit to Thetford Priory, a ruin of a Benedictine monastery founded in the early 12th century, which was one of the largest and most important monasteries in medieval East Anglia. For 400 years, it was the burial place of the Earls and Dukes of Norfolk and enjoyed their powerful protection. Because of that, Thetford was one of the last monasteries to be suppressed when it surrendered to Henry VIII's commissioners in 1540. The remaining walls offer a glimpse into the grandeur of the original building. 5. Thetford Treasure Hoard. Ancient treasure, including golden rings, bracelets and necklaces, plus highly decorated silver spoons, were unearthed at Gallows Hill in 1979. It is one of the most important Romano-British hoards ever found and is on display at the British Museum in London. 6. The Ancient Museum of Thetford Life. In the heart of Thetford, this museum offers an insight into the town's rich history, from the prehistoric era to the modern day. It is currently celebrating its centenary and is housed in a beautiful timber-framed building which dates back to the 16th century. The museum was gifted to the town by Prince Frederick Duleep Singh, and to mark the centenary, new displays have been unveiled exploring the life of his father, Maharaja Duleep Singh. Items on show include Maharaja Duleep Singh walking stick and a peep show diorama of the Great Exhibition, where the Kohinoor diamond was displayed for the first time in the UK. Also on show is the exhibition A History of Ancient House in 100 Objects, curated by local school and community groups, working with the museum's curators. 7. More museums. The Charles Burrell Museum in the former Charles Burrell factory is dedicated to steam power and transport. The factory once employed hundreds of people making traction engines which were sold around the world. And the Duds Army Museum in the old fire station on Cage Lane celebrates the legendary TV show which was filmed in and around Thetford while the cast stayed at the Bell. Look out for the statue of the much-loved character Captain Mannering, who was played by Arthur Lowe, which sits in Bridge Street. 8. Norfolk Wildlife Trust Weeting Heath Nature Reserve. A few miles south of Thetford, this reserve is known for being the best place in the UK to spot the rare stone curlew which nests here. The reserve's rich variety of habitats from heathland to wetland makes it perfect for birdwatching and photography. 9. The Brecks. This unique and historically rich landscape of the Brecks is characterised by its heathlands, woodlands and ancient agriculture, offering a wealth of walking trails and opportunities for outdoor exploration. The Brecks is also home to some unusual wildlife, including the rare Norfolk Hawker dragonfly. 10. Euston Hall. Just a short drive from Thetford, the elegantly stately home Euston Hall dates back to the 17th century. The ancestral seat of the Dukes of Grafton was built by Lord Arlington in 1666 and is set in 10,500 acres of landscaped gardens, parkland, ancient broadleaf woodland, and agricultural farmland. The house and gardens are open to the public on selected days from spring to autumn. This year's dates are the 21st to the 23rd of April, 5th to the 11th of May, 19th to the 22nd of June, 25th to the 31st of August, and 13th to the 19th of September. The estate also hosts events including the East Anglian Game and Country Fair on April the 26th to the 27th, the Brecklyn Marathon on the 4th of May, Red Rooster Americana and Blues Festival from the 29th to the 31st of May, Trip Out Custom Motorcycle Festival from the 5th to the 7th of September, and Only the Brave Endurance Challenge on the 21st of September. Eleven. Shopping. Thetford has a twice-weekly market held on Tuesdays and Saturdays with a variety of traders. The town has an independent spirit and is home to a number of long-established family businesses. One of them is Thetford Garden Centre at Kilverstone. Its restaurant, Lime Kiln Kitchen, has recently been awarded the prestigious title of Best Garden Centre Restaurant in the UK by the Garden Centre Association.